Next public hearing was conditional use number 1957, George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet. And Mr. Director, if you would let the record show that the chairman recused himself during the hearing and will not be voting on this matter.
So, thank you. Back to Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Before I make a motion on this, and this application also will be subject of another public hearing on March the 19th, my thoughts were I'd like to look at what was presented in opposition by Mr. Sergovic and Ms. Fox to this application. I found that the applicant, I think, had trouble establishing a record to my satisfaction through our questioning and the questioning of my fellow commissioners. I think we got an idea of what was going to be done. The site plan presented is not very professional. It appears to be lot survey that's got some things in there, no consideration for stormwater management. And I would like to defer at this time to just review that part of the record that was established tonight.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on, Oh, that's right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't think it matters a whole lot. I'm not voting. I'll read it in the record. Conditional use number, been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1957, George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The chairman abstained from voting. All right.